The lecture today is myself, and the subject is the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel, and Daf Yomi, a sugya that repeats itself three times in a few short dafim. And the topic at hand is karbanos that a person brings for sinning and being mechal Shabbos to show gig. And halacha is that if a person is mechal Shabbos, then he is over a number of different aveiros. He's over a mitzvah saseh that the Torah says tishbos, you must keep Shabbos. If he transgresses one of the 39 malachas, which we refer to as avos malachas, that the Torah prohibits on Shabbos, he's over an asay, he's over a lo saseh, lo saseh malacha. He's punishable with skila if he is warned in advance. That's the death penalty in court if he is warned in advance that what he's doing is punishable. He's also punishable with kares, being cut off, if he does the sin b'mezid. And if he does the sin, if he sins and transgresses one of the 39 malachas, the shogeg, accidentally, unknowingly, and then later he finds out what he transgressed, he must bring a carbon chatos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Tesman Aleph, brings a long discussion regarding this chiyuv of carbon chatos. When does the obligation apply that a person must bring a carbon chatos? In the pasuk it says, if a person transgresses one of the prohibitions, ashelote asena, which he is not permitted to do, and he does it by accident, then he must bring a korban chatos to repent. What is considered by accident? There are three opinions here. One opinion is a simple understanding that a person must not know, not realize that what he did was an iser. He's only chayav a korban if he thought that what he did was a permitted act. If he realized that what he did was prohibited with a lo saseh, with an iser, it was prohibited by a negative prohibition in the Torah, then he hasn't transgressed it by accident, and he cannot find atonement in a korban chatos, because a korban chatos is only for a person who does not realize that he is transgressing at the time that he sins. A person who sins by accident. That's the opinion of Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if a person realizes that what he is doing is prohibited with a negative prohibition, he still may bring a carbon chatos if he did not realize that what he did was punishable also by the punishment of kares. If he realized that the Torah told him not to do it, but he didn't realize how severe the transgression was, he didn't realize that the Torah punishes such a person with kares, then it's considered sinning by accident, and it may bring a carbon. He may bring a carbon in order to find atonement. The third opinion is a very radical opinion, the opinion of Munbaz. Munbaz says, even if a person realized that his act was prohibited with lo saseh, and was prohibited with the punishment of kares, but he didn't realize that a person who does such an act brings a carbon chatos, he didn't realize that there's a carbon chatos associated with such an act, then he's considered shogeg. If he realized that he's transgressing a negative prohibition, and he's chayev karbon, kares, but he didn't realize that the Torah also gives a karbon as a punishment to a person under certain conditions, then it's considered to be a shogeg, because he didn't realize the severity of the act. We're not going to discuss the third sheet, but we're going to discuss the first two, where the shogeg means that a person didn't realize the act was prohibited, even with a lo saseh, or whether it's considered that he sinned b'shogeg if a person transgresses an act that he knows is prohibited by a lo saseh, as long as he doesn't realize that there's punishment of kares in addition to the lo saseh. If he thinks he's just transgressing a lo saseh, he doesn't think it's such a terrible act. If he realizes, had he realized that there was a punishment of kares, he wouldn't have sinned, therefore it's considered shogeg. Okay, the Gemara tries to prove one of these two opinions correct from a Mishnah later on, 9 Gimel. The Mishnah says that there are 39 malachas on Shabbos, and the Tosefta cited by Rav Yochanan, tells us that if a person transgresses all of these 39 avos melachos on Shabbat in one forgetting, the helem echod, chayev kolachos va'achas, he is chayev, he must bring a korban for every one of the 39. In other words, a person can theoretically bring 39 korbanos for transgressing Shabbat because he accidentally transgressed every one of the 39 melachos on Shabbat. The Gemara asks, how can this be? We have a rule that the number of korbanos that are brought depends on the number of things a person forgot. If a person forgot, let's say, 5 melachos of Shabbat and transgressed them, he is chayav to bring 5 korbanos for transgressing those melachos. However, if he forgot that there's such a thing as Shabbat altogether, or if he forgot that today is Shabbat, thought that's Sunday, then he only forgot one thing. Even if he transgressed all the 39 melachos on that day that he thought was Sunday, or even if he transgressed the 39 melachos because he had no idea that there is such a thing as Shabbat, he didn't know there's a command of Shabbat. He forgot that there was a commandment called Mitzvah Shabbat. He only ascribed one carbon in such cases. The reason being, because he forgot one thing. That there's such a thing as Shabbat. As soon as you tell him there's such a thing as Shabbat, then he knows that all the 39 melachos are prohibited. Let's say he thinks today is Sunday. As soon as you tell him today is Shabbat, he says, oh, if so, I did 39 things wrong. He forgot one thing, he brings one carbon. If on the other hand, he knows it's Shabbat, but forgot that Zriya and Harisha and Katsira are also on Shabbat, he brings 3 carbonos. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says that how is it possible to bring 39 carbonos to a person who transgressed Shabbos? It must be that the person forgot 39 melachos, but knew that today was Shabbos. If he forgot that today was Shabbos, he would only bring one carbon, because he only had one forgetting. He forgot that today is Shabbos. If he forgot both that today is Shabbos and that there are melachos which are prohibited on Shabbos, the Gemara later, and the Ayin Amud Beis, the Gemara in the 70b in Shabbos, tells us that he still may be chayv only a single carbon. So the case of the Mishnah, in which we infer that a person could be chayv 39 korbanos for transgressing the 39 melachos, must be a case in which a person knows that today is Shabbos, but he forgot that Zareya is us, he forgot that Chayrish is us, etc., etc., he forgot all 39 of the melachos. Ask the Gemara, what did he know then? In what sense did he know that today is Shabbos? He knows that the name of today is Saturday. He knows that it's listed on the calendar as Shabbos. That's not considered knowing that it's Shabbos. He has to know that it's Shabbos, which is a Yom Kadosh, a holy day, in which certain acts are prohibited. In what way did he know that today is a holy day in which acts are prohibited, if he thought that he's allowed to do every one of the 39 melachos? And again, it cannot be that he thought 39 other things are prohibited, because that's, again, the case of Helam Zevazeh. That's the case which the Gemara on 70b says, and Ayin Amadei says, might be chayv only a single carbon. So where's the case that a person knows that it's Shabbos, but forgot every one of the 39 melachos? What did he know? So Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if a person knows there's a lav, but does not realize that he's chayv koris for transgressing it, then he's chayv a carbon, then you have a very simple solution. He knew it's Shabbos. He knew that there are 39 lavim, 39 acts that are prohibited with an iser lav, with a negative prohibition on Shabbos. In such a case, he knew that Shabbos, that it's Shabbos, and that Shabbos is a day that prohibits us from certain actions, yet he did not know that he's chayv koris for any of those actions, so he's considered shogeg in every single one of those negative prohibitions, since he did not know that one is chayv koris for transgressing them. Therefore, he will be considered chayv korban, according to Rav Yochanan. Since Rav Yochanan says it's enough to forget that he's chayv koris, he doesn't have to forget the lav. He's chayv a korban, even if he knows that he's transgressing Isser, if he doesn't realize the extent of the Isser, because he didn't know when it's chayv koris for transgressing it. But according to Rish Lakish, who says that one who realizes that his act is prohibited by a lav, by a negative prohibition, he's parted from a korban, it must be that the person who is chayv these 39 karbonos did not know that any of his acts were prohibited by a lav. If he didn't know, then in what sense did he know today is Shabbos? The Gemara concludes, he knew that today is Shabbos because he realized that there's a Isser of Tchum Shabbos, of walking outside of 2,000 Amos on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Kiva, this is Isser Dei Raisa. And if so, if the person knows that it's Shabbos and one's not allowed to walk out of the tchum, yet he forgets all the 39 avos malachas for which one is chayav kareis, right? Tchumim is not, does not involve eisa kareis, and there's no carbon for tchumim. But for the 39 malachas, there is eisa kareis. He forgot the 39 malachas completely, but he realized that if you're not allowed to get out of the tchum, he's chayav 39 karbonas because he has 39 forgettings. He knew it's Shabbos, but he didn't realize that each one of these 39 malachas are awesome. That's the Gemara. Tosos asks an interesting question. Tosos asks, Zibra Masmul Diyada, why didn't the Gemara answer that according to Ish Lakish, we can find a case where a person realizes Shabbos, even though he didn't realize that, even though he didn't realize that there's an Isser Lav to transgress any of the 39 Malachas, right? Because he realized that it's, that Shabbos is prohibited, that he realized that there are certain Isurim on Shabbos that come from an Isser Asay. We know that the 39 malachas are prohibited not only with a negative prohibition, but also with a positive mitzvah saseh, the mitzvah of tishbos, which tells us that one must rest and one may not perform malacha on Shabbos. If one transgresses any of the malachas of Shabbos, the Gemara says in a number of places, including Shabbos Achafei and other places, that one is chayev for transgressing a mitzvah saseh. Says Tosfos, according to Rish Lakish, it's true that if he knew that any of these acts that he performed were prohibited by a negative prohibition, he would not bring a korban. However, if he didn't know that the acts were prohibited by a negative prohibition, but he knew that they were prohibited by a positive prohibition, he would be chayav a korban. It's true he realized that what he did was a prohibited act, but he thought it was only prohibited with a mitzvah saseh. And if he thought it was only prohibited with a mitzvah saseh, he still could be chayav korban because he didn't realize the extent of what he did, the extent of his transgression. Just like Rabbi Yochanan says that if a person transgresses what he thinks is a losasei, but it's more than that, it's also it's a kareis, he's chayav a karban, Rish Lakish, who argues with Rabbi Yochanan, will say that if a person knows that what he's doing is prohibited by an asei, but he doesn't realize it's chayav in lav and in kareis, he'll be chayav a karban. If he realizes that there's a lav, he'll be pasur. But if he thinks it's only an asei, he'll be chayav. Tosfos is making this assumption that according to Rish Lakish, even if a person knows that what he's doing is prohibited, he ties a carbon because it's prohibited by an assay. Tosfos says, if so, then the Gemara could have said the person knew it's Shabbos because he knew there are 39 acts that are prohibited with it's an assay. And that's because of the Kedush of Shabbos. But he just didn't realize that it's a los assay. Why didn't the Gemara say that this is the way that a person is chayav 39 chatos? He realized that it's Shabbos, which has 39 prohibitions based on an assay. That is Tosfos' question. He leaves it unanswered. How did Tosfos know that according to Rish Lakish, if a person knows that he's transgressing an essay, he still could bring a karban? The answer is from the wording, from the wording of Rish Lakish. When the Gemara first brought Rish Lakish, it said, Rav Yochanan says, it brings the Machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish, and Samach Tesavan Aleph, Rav Yochanan Omar, Kivin Shashogat Bakareis, Afopi Shehezid Balav. Rav Yochanan says, if a person was over the lav b'mezid, he's chayiv a korban since he didn't know this kares. Rish Lakish Omer, ad sheyishgoig b'lav u'b'kares. Rish Lakish says, no, he has to be shogeg not only in the kares, but also in the lav and the kares. Rish Lakish didn't say he has to be shogeg in the lav, the kares, and the essay. He just says in the lav and the kares, implying that if a person knows that it is an essay, and the only thing he doesn't know is that he's transgressing the lav and a kares, he could bring a korban. Because he didn't realize the extent of his transgression. It's considered a shogeg. If Rish Lakish is only adding to Rav Yochanan that he cannot know, the person who brings the chatos cannot know that he transgressed a lav, but he could know that he transgressed an essay. That's why he only says, Ashiyishko b'lav u'v'koreis. This can also be proved from the source of Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, my time is Rish Lakish. Amar Krash, Elo Se'asena b'shgoga v'ashim. Ashiyishko b'lav u'v'koreis shabo. Rish Lakish learns this halacha from the words Asher lo se'asena v'shgaga v'ashem. The person lo se'asena transgressed a lav v'shgaga by accident v'ashem. Rish Lakish says, it says lo se'asena v'shgaga. He transgressed the lav v'shogeg. From there you see that the lav has to be transgressed v'shogeg. The person cannot know that he's transgressing a lav if he wants to bring a chatos. It only says in the pasuk though that he cannot know he's transgressing a lav. It doesn't say that if he doesn't know he's transgressing an asay, it doesn't say anything about the assay. He can't know that he's transgressing an assay. It says lo se'asena v'ashem. He cannot know he's transgressing a lav. If he knows that he's transgressing an assay, he still will bring a karban. Those are the seem to be the proofs of Tosfot. However, the other Rishonim argue with Tosfos, Ramban, Ritva, Ra'ah, and perhaps the Rashba also. It would seem to be the conclusion of the Rashba, even though it's not explicit. The other Rishonim argue with Tosfos and say that according to Rish Lakish, a person is evidently not chayav a karban unless he doesn't realize that he transgressed an assay. If he knows that he's transgressing an assay, he is not chayav a karban. And that is why the Gemara did not suggest that the person's chayav 39 karbanos when he knows that there's an isra assay of 39 melachos and doesn't know that there's a los assay. In other words, they used Tosfos' question as a proof that indeed, according to Rish Lakish, the person is not chayav a karban if he realizes they transgressed an assay. What about the proofs that we brought to show that Rish Lakish doesn't care about the knowledge of the assay? What about that? So the Ritva addresses this. The Ritva says that the only reason Rish Lakish didn't mention the Isra assay and say Achi Yishko Bilav Akaris Vasei is because he's discussing the most of the prohibitions which are Chayav Chatzos, which do not involve an assay. There's simply no assay involved for those prohibitions. However, on Shabbos, when there happens to be an assay, he will have to be a shogig with the assay as well. Alternatively, the Ritva suggests maybe Rish Lakish mentions the lav and not the assay because Rav Yochanan mentioned the lav and said, Afa Picha Hazed Balav. So Rish Lakish says he doesn't have to be Mazed Balav. What about the assay? He doesn't discuss the assay because Rav Yochanan didn't mention it. However, Rish Lakish holds he has to be shogig by the assay as well. This is the way the other Rishonim learn. As opposed to Tosfos. Again, Tosfos says that if a person knows he's transgressing an assay, he's chayav a karban, as long as he didn't realize he's transgressing a los assay, and it's a kares, according to Rish Lakish. Tosfos ends up with a problem with our Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that a person's chayav 39 malachas, he realizes it's his assay, but he doesn't know that there's it's a los assay involved? The other Rishonim answer Tosfos' question by simply saying Tosfos' basic assumption is wrong. If a person doesn't realize that a person knows that he's transgressing an Isra Assay, then he's not going to be bringing a karban. It's not considered transgressing it b'shogeg. Shogeg means, according to Rish Lakish, that a person's innocent. He thinks he's doing an act that is not prohibited, not by an assay, not by a los assay. I'd like to bring a proof to Tosfos' opinion that a person must be that even if a person's aware that he's transgressing an Issa, according to Rish Lakish, he still will be bringing a karban. I want to bring that from the Gemara on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, from the Gemara we learned recently, which goes through the same discussion of how a person could be chayef 39 chatos for not knowing any of the 39 malachas. How does he know? In what sense does he know that it's Shabbos if he forgot the 39 malachas? If he forgot that Shabbos, he's only chayav one chatos. If he knew it's Shabbos and he forgot all 39 malachas, then in what sense did he know it's Shabbos? The Gemara over there suggests that there is a case where another case where a person might forget the 39 malachas and yet still know it's Shabbos. And the case is when he knows that all these acts are prohibited on Shabbos, but on the other hand, he realizes that the act is only prohibited if he does it, if he repeats the act or does the act in a certain way. For example, a person's chayav for throwing 4 amas in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on Shabbos. If he throws 2 amas, it's not prohibited. If a person is doing the iser of tofer, he's only chayav if he does 2 tefiros, if he sews 2 stitches. A person who does writes on Shabbos is only chayav if he writes 2 letters. A person who carries on Shabbos is only chayav if he carries a grogeres of food, etc. If a person thought that he was carrying less than a grogeres of food from Rishus HaYachas to Rishus HaRabim, but he made a mistake, it turned out that when he measured it after he did the carrying, he found out that he did carry a grogeres. In such a case, is he chayav achatos? The Gemara says, according to Abaya, he's chayav achatos in such a case. If so, says the Gemara, that's the case of a person who climbs 39 chatos. He mistakenly transgressed every one of the 39 malachas by thinking that he was doing the malacha in a way that was mutter. He was doing less than a shir, the Gemara says. He thought he was carrying out less than a shear. He thought he was cutting less than a shear, coats less than a shear. He thought he was dush less than a shear, zora, etc. He thought he was performing less than the required shear. And it turned out that when he counted it and he measured it, he was doing a shear. In such a case, says the Gemara, he's going to be chayiv 39 chatos for transgressing the 39 malachas, because he made a goof, he made a mistake, and mistakenly transgressed all 39 malachas. He does realize it's Shabbos, and that if he takes out a shear, if he carries or cuts a shear, he's going to be chayiv. But he didn't realize that he had a shear. I have a question. If a person writes one letter on Shabbos out of two letters, he's Ayver L'Choyen Isser of Chatzi Shir. This is discussed actually in the Achreinim and Daf Kuftalad and Aleph. The Gemara and Daf Kuftalad and Aleph. So clearly about writing one letter and not the other, Kuftalad. On the days, it talks about Kofeim and Aleph. It says Beferish Chatzi Shir. That person writes one letter is called Chatzi Shir. Any deal of Chatzi Shir. That's Kofeim and Aleph. If a person cuts less than a shir, it cuts less than a shir, he's going to be chayiv. He's going to be doing a chatzi shir malacha, he's doing half a shir. If a person bakes, so he doesn't bake enough, he doesn't bake a gogeret, he bakes half a gogeret. He has baked a half a shir. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, I'm an alas, a chatzi shir asim in a taya, that if a person transgresses the prohibition of a chatzi shir, he's transgressing a Torah prohibition. He's doing an issur taya. If so, the person who made a mistake and thought that he's taking out less than a shear, the chayra, was over an issur d'oraisa, an issur of carrying half a shear. If he's doing the issur of carrying half a shear, he realized he's doing that, then why should he be chayv a korban? According to Tosfos, even though he realizes he's doing an issur of carrying half a shear out, it's only an issur asay. It's not an issur lo sasay, because chatzi shear certainly isn't a lo sasay. So according to Tosfos, it'll make sense. He's chayv a korban, even though he realized he's carrying half a shear. But according to the other Rishonim, that if a person knows he's doing an Isser Asay, he cannot bring a carbon, according to Rish Lakish, then what are we going to do in this case when the person brings a Chatzi Shir, carries a Chatzi Shir, he realizes he's transgressing an Isser Shabbos, and nevertheless, right? And nevertheless, if a person realizes he's transgressing Isser Shabbos, he still is going to be chayev a carbon, according to the Gemara. We see l'chayev from here, that a person could be chayev a carbon even if he realizes that he's doing an Isser. What's the Zahara here? Danny outside in Erev. Right. One letter is not clear whether it's permitted midaraisa or not. The Gemara and Kofeim and Aleph call the Chatzi Shir. If it's Chatzi Shir, it should be prohibited midaraisa. Carrying two amas, you're correct. Carrying two amas is permitted midaraisa. That's called Pachat Pachat Mikashir. That's permitted midaraisa. However, in most cases, when a person does a transgression of less than a shir, he will be over an iter of Chatzi Shir. In the case of writing one letter, it would seem he is, but the Achrayim do discuss it over here in another, and on Kofei and Rishash and other places. If a person is motzi less than a shear, a person carries out less than a shear, or a person bakes less than a shear, it's clear that he's over the Isser of Chatzi Shear. I think that's also Mefurish and Rashi, that he's over the Isser of Chatzi Shear if he bakes part of a shear. And that's Mem, don't remember Mem Chatzisel. Rashi should say that. So, in any case, in most cases of Chatzi Shir, there is a Torah. Two Amos maybe isn't Chatzi Shir. That's just like when you walk around inside of a Shusha Yochid without going after a Shusha Rabin, you haven't walked the Chatzi Shir. Similarly, when you carry less than four Amos in a Shusha Rabin, the four Amos are considered like one Meshus, and everything you walk inside of that isn't even a Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is only if you carry less than a Grogeret outside of the four Amos. Okay, in any case, that seems to be a raya for Tosfos. What could we say? Perhaps we could be doichen and say that the Gemara, that when the Gemara said that over there, that was only according to Rabbi Yochanan, only according to Rish Lakish. Maybe one could say that's only according to Rish Lakish, when the Gemara was looking for a case where a person will be chayv 39 chatos. The Gemara already knew that according to Rav Yochanan, you have an obvious case when a person is 539 chatos, and that's when a person knows that there's a lap, but he doesn't know that there's a kares. Therefore, when we suggested that the case is 539 chatos is when he was confused about the shear of the different malachas, it was trying to suggest the answer according to Rish Lakish, who says that if a person knows he's transgressing a lap, he's not going to bring a karban. Now, according to Rish Lakish, the Gemara tells us in Yuma that Chatishir is Mutter min HaTorah. Rish Lakish l'shitas all Chatishir is Mutter min HaTorah. So according to Rish Lakish, we would be correct in suggesting that if a person knows that he's transgressing the Yisr of Chatishir, he nevertheless will be Chayev Karban, because he wasn't doing an Yisr of Torah. And according to Yochanan, even if he knows he's carrying a chatishir and he's doing an issur tayra, and even if he knows he's doing an issur lav, he still will bring a carbon. So maybe that's what the Gemara, that could answer the Gemara and Ayin Gimel. It could be that this raya from Tosfos, this raya for Tosfos' opinion is not a good raya, because according to Rish Lakish, Lashitaso, Rish Lakish is the one that holds that you're not chayav a carbon if you realize you're transgressing something. Rish Lakish holds a chatishir mutzmin a tayra. So according to him, the person who made a talus of Chatishir didn't realize they were doing any Yisr Torah. That's not a proof for Tosfos. Okay. So getting back to Tosfos, Tosfos does hold that if a person knows he's transgressing Yisr, he doesn't bring a carbon. Is there any way that we can answer the question of the Gemara according to Tosfos' assumption that if a person knows he's transgressing Yisr, Rish Lakish will say he's not chayav a carbon? So, perhaps we can suggest the following. Perhaps we can suggest an answer. There is discussion in the Rishonim about this, and there's no clear answer. Perhaps we can suggest the following. We'll start off by asking another question. Asking a question with a question. We're going to ask, why didn't the Gemara, right? To answer a question, we'll start off by asking another question on the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say there's a very obvious case where a person could be high as 39 karbonos because he realizes it's Shabbos, but he forgot the 39 malachas? And that isn't a case when a person thinks that it's permitted to do a malacha on Shabbos for chol she'ein bo sakana, for a person who's slightly sick. He thinks that if a person's slightly sick, it's permitted to transgress Shabbos. Or he thinks that a woman's allowed to transgress Shabbos because it's a mitzvah lo sasei she's not groma. And he doesn't realize that a lo sasei applies to women even if lo sasei is man groma. Or anything like this. That a person is mistaken about a basic halacha in the Isurim. He thinks that he's allowed to do malacha for chol she'ein bo sakana. He thinks a woman's mitzvah. Why can't that be the case of a person who did an Isser B'Shegeg on Shabbos? Such a person can transgress all 39 malachas for Chol She'ein Bo Sakana, and nevertheless, he realizes that it's Shabbos, because he knows that he's not allowed to do malacha unless there's a chola. I only found this question that says a similar question over here on Samach Tes, and Yosef Das mentions this. Yosef Das points this out. And the answer, which I think is a clear answer, is that if a person transgresses all the malachas because of one basic assumption, he thinks that a woman isn't chayav in Shabbos, or he thinks that a person is allowed to transgress Shabbos for a chol she'ein bo sakana, in such a case, I think the person would only be chayav one chatos, and not 39. And we're looking for a case where a person is chayav 39 chatos. Why would he be chayav only one chatos? Because, as we said, the Gemara on Ayin Amin Aleph says that the number of chatos depends on the number of forgettings. A person's chayav 39 karbonos for forgetting the 39 malachas because he had one forgetting for each malacha. However, if a person forgets that Chol HaShe'en Bo Sakana is not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, then he forgot one thing, one halacha, and that one forgetting caused him to transgress all the 70, all the 39 malachas. In such a case, he would be chayv only one carbon, because as soon as you tell him that a Chol HaShe'en Bo Sakana is not allowed to do malacha, he immediately realized that he did all 39 things wrong. It's not 39 individual forgettings. It's one big forgetting. And if so, the Gemara cannot explain that that's the case of a person who realizes Malachas Asr, but doesn't realize, I'm sorry, who realizes Shabbos is Shabbos, but doesn't realize Malachas Asr. Can't be that he thinks he's allowed to do Malachas Chayil Shein Mosakana, because that's only a single forgetting, and he would only be Chayil a single carbon for that. And that's what Yosef answers in Yosef Das also. That seems to be the clear answer to this question. But I have a problem with that. Our Gemara says that if a person thinks that all the 39 malachas of Shabbos are only alive and are not punishable by kares, then he's chayav 39 karbonos when he transgresses all the 39 malachas. Why is that? He forgot a single thing. He forgot that it says in the Torah, kala oisei bo malacha v'nichrasa, that if a person does any of the malachas of Shabbos, he's chayav kares. There's one pasuk that tells us he's chayav kares for all the 39 malachas, and that's right. Once the person realizes that there are 39 malachas on Shabbos which are prohibited by Losa, say, you only have to tell him one thing. You tell him that a malacha of Shabbos is punishable with kares. It says that a malacha of Shabbos is punishable with kares, and he'll immediately know that all the things that he did are punishable with kares. And if so, it's again only a single forgetting. He only forgot a single thing. He forgot that you have kares for anything that's a malacha on Shabbos. He knew there are 39 malachas on Shabbos. He didn't know that Yechayev Kareis for them. Why is that considered 39 forgettings? And so the Kilas Yaakov touches on this point, but he doesn't give an answer that will resolve this. The answer would have to be the following. Not every losasei is an av malacha. There are some losaseis on Shabbos, such as the lav of mechamer, a person who walks after his animal while his animal is carrying something on its back. He transgresses the law, but he's not chayav kares. It's not a malacha of Shabbos. It's not av malacha. Or tchumin, according to Rav Akiva, that tchum Shabbos is a law and a taira. It's certainly not an av malacha. There's no kares involved. Or the third case could be havara, according to Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says havara is only a law. There's no kares involved. In such a case, it's clear that it's not an av malacha. The Gemara in Pesachim is the base. It's the Farish. And according to Biyasi, that there's no kares for havara, and havara is not an av malacha altogether. So we see that something that's prohibited by a lav isn't necessarily going to be an av malacha. Therefore, if you tell the person who realizes he did 39 isurim and he was transgressed 39 lavim, you tell him, you know, there's kares on Shabbat for av malacha. He'll say, okay, maybe the rei is chayav kares. Maybe the rei is av malacha. Who says Chayresh and all the other 37, who says those are also Chayiv Kares? So you'll have to first remind them that Zerei is Chayiv. And then he'll say, yeah, but the other ones, maybe those aren't the Av Malacha, because not every Lav is Av Malacha on Shabbos. Maybe the other ones are, I don't know, learn that from Avara, learn that from Tchumim or something like that. Maybe they're not really a Lo Sase of Malacha, they're not included in the word Malacha. So you have to tell them, no, Chayresh is also Aser. Ah, Chayresh also. And Kaiser also, etc., etc. You're going to have to tell him that each one of the Lavim are an Av Malacha individually. And just telling him that this Lav is an Av Malacha will not reveal to him that all the other Lavim are also Av Malacha. You have to tell him all those 39 are Avos Malachas and Achayat Kares. Therefore, there are 39 forgettings here. It's not a single forgetting. It's not like when a person forgets that he's not allowed to do Malacha for Chayil Hashem L'Sakana. It's not a case like that. In case when he thinks he's not allowed to do that, he's allowed to do malacha for chayil shein bo sakana. The person thinks he's allowed to do malacha for chayil shein bo sakana. He just has to tell him, no, you're not allowed to. And he knows he's not allowed to do nazareya, nachayish, nakaiser, etc., etc. He's not allowed to do any malachas for a chayil shein bo sakana. Mashainkin, when you tell him that this lav of chayish involves kareis, he won't immediately light up a light bulb by him and tell him that all the 39 malachas are kareis. Okay. Now, let's talk about the Isra Asay. Let's talk about the case that Tosos asks from. If a person knows that all the melachos of Shabbos are usher with an Isra Asay, what's the Isra Asay? Tishbos. Isra Asay is Tishbos. But he doesn't know that there's a lava, that there's kares. As soon as you tell him that one of the melachos are usher b'kares, will he automatically know that the other 39 are usher? Or will he say the same logic as we said before and say, well, maybe only Zerei is b'kares? Well, it depends on what the Isra Asay applies to. Does the Isra Asay, is the Isra Asay like the law that sometimes they have an Asay that's not an Av Malacha? Or does the Isra Asay automatically imply that this is Usr because of the Av Malacha? So the Rashba in Yevamos Dav Vav Amud Aleph cites Rabbeinu Yoina, his Rabbi Rabbeinu Yoina, that says that he writes that the wording of the Rabbeinu Yoina, one second. We have it in the source sheet. He says that Mistama Tishbos Eino Asay Ela Avos Melachos V'lo Amachamer Kedayma. He says Tishbos is only an Asay for Avos Melachos. He says there's no Asay of Machamer that goes with the Lo Sasei. The Lo Sasei is a Isilah. But it's not a say that's associated with it of Tishbos. Tishbos means Tishbos. We love him Shabbos. Anything included in Tishbos and Shabbos is the... anything that's included in Tishbos is something very basic to Shabbos. It's the Shvisa of Shabbos, the resting that's required on Shabbos. It's the most primary, most basic prohibition of Shabbos. Tishbos means keep Shabbos. And the word Tishbos imply automatically this is the main prohibition of Shabbos. And therefore, anything included in the Asay is by nature an Av Malacha. So if a person realizes the 39 Malachas are prohibited by an Asay, he knows that they're Shabbos, they're Tishbos, they're the main Malacha of Shabbos. If you tell that person that an Av Malacha also has Kares, he's immediately going to know that all the 39 Malachas also have Kares. Because he knew that they're included in the word Tishbos. So once he knows they're included in the word Tishbos, he knows this is the main part of Shabbos. And if so, if there's Kareth for a Malacha, for Av Malacha and Shabbos, then they're all Avos Malachas. So it only takes one Yediyah in order to reveal to him that he's Chayav 39 Malachas. He has to be told that Av Malachas Chayav Kareth on Shabbos. And if so, the person who realizes that there's this in Asay is comparable to the person who realizes that there are 39 melachos on Shabbos, but thinks they may be done, that they may be performed for a chola she'en bo sakana. Just like that person only has to be told one thing, a chola she'en bo sakana is not permitted in melacha. Similarly, a person who knows there are 39 melachos, avos melachos, prohibited by an essay, has only to be told one thing, that the avos melachos also have kares, and he's going to know automatically that all these 39 have kares, because these are all the essence of Shabbos. Tishbos implies are the essence of Shabbos. And if so, that may be why the Gemara could not explain that according to Rish Lakish, the person knew that did not know there are 39 malachas that are prohibited by Lav, right? But he knew that they're prohibited by Nasei, right? And he realized that today is Shabbos and all the 39 malachas are prohibited by Nasei. In such a case, the Gemara couldn't say he'd be chayav 39 karbanas. Why not? Because in such a case, indeed, he'd be chayav only one karban. Since he only has one shoygeg, he doesn't realize that the Av Malach is chayv in Kares. It's not similar to the case in which Rav Yochanan says a person who knows the 39 malachas are prohibited by a lav must bring 39 karbonos because he didn't know they're prohibited by Kares, that they have a punishment of Kares, because the lav doesn't imply that this is the essence of Shabbos. While on the other hand, if he realizes this, including the Asay of Tishbos, he does know that these are the essence of Shabbos. And once he knows they're the essence of Shabbos, if you tell him Av Malach is Chayv and Kares, he'll know that he's Chayv Kares for doing this. That might be a way of explaining why the Gemara did not suggest, according to Rish Lakish, that the case of the Zedon Shabbos, the Shikdas Malachas, is when he realizes that these are safe to Malacha. And she decides that this might be a way of answering it. Now, I realize that one may ask on this, a clear question. One may ask the following. We see on Daf Chafeim and Aleph, the Gemara asks, why is one not permitted to light on Shabbos the Shabbos candles, the Shemim Shal Truma Shenitmeis, or the Shemim Shal Kodshim, Kodshim Sulim? Why? We know that there's a mitzvah to burn Kodshim, Karbonos, right, and used for Karbonos once it becomes Pasal. And there's also a mitzvah to burn Truma if it becomes Tamei. The Gemara says that one is not permitted to light kachim, to burn kachim or truma tmeya on Shabbos, on Yontif. I'm sorry, Shabbos certainly not on Yontif. One is not permitted to burn truma tmeya on Yontif or to burn kachim on Yontif. That's what the Gemara says. Why is it not permitted? The Gemara says it should be permitted. There's a mitzvah to burn kachim. There's a losa saying not to burn on Shabbos. Esnei should be doicha losa say. The Gemara and Chafeim and Aleph answers, Ravashi answers and Chafeim and Aleph, that Yontif is a asay vilos asay, is a mitzvah asay of keeping Yontif as well. And therefore, the mitzvah of burning kachim and Yontif will not be docha, the essay as well as the los asay, the essay of tishbos together with the los asay of malacha. If I'm going to say, right now, I have a question. According to the way I'm understanding, the Tishbos implies that something is a very basic Malacha on Shabbos. It's the essence of Shabbos. Will be the Halacha according to Rabbi Yaisi then, who holds that Havara Olav Yatzah. Havara is only Olav. It's not a of Malacha. According to this Rabbeinu Yoina that says that Tishbos only applies to Av Malacha, it should be clear that Tishbos will not apply to Havara. It's not a Av Malacha. Like Gemara said in Sakhan. If it's not an Av Malacha, then Tishbos won't apply. It's not the essence of Shabbos anymore. The way I'm understanding, we'll have to say that Tishbos is not the essence of Shabbos. It only applies to what's the essence of Shabbos. And Havara, according to Rav Yaisi, is not the essence of Shabbos. It won't be also b'Yisra Asay. If so, what are we going to do with the Gemara in Chafeim that says you're not allowed to burn Kodshim on Yom Tov because there's an Isser Asay and Los Asay not to burn? What's the Los Asay? Havara, let's say. So what's the essay that goes with it? Tishbos. Because it says Shabboson on Yom Tov. Shabboson is essay. It's the same as the word Tishbos that says on Shabbos. It only applies to the essence of Yom Tov. And according to Yaisi, Havara is not the essence of Yom Tov. Like Gemara says in Pesachim Ein Beis, it's not an Av Malacha on Yom Tov. It's not going to be the essence of Yom Tov. You cannot use the word Av Malacha to describe it. And if so, we should say it's a Dechalaisa say. It should be permitted to burn Kachma Yom Tov according to Yaisi. When we say, well, maybe according to Yaisi and Echanami, it's permitted. It's not so good. The Tzitzit in Kedushin, Lamed Dalam and Aleph says that we never find that it's permitted to burn Kodshim or Truma and Yom Tov. We never find the Tana that says that. It's ridiculous to say that there's such an opinion that it's permitted. It seems to Dover Rochot Ma'od. According to the way I'm saying, there's no assay for burning on Yom Tov. And therefore, it should be permitted to burn Kodshim on Yom Tov. And by the way, burning normally is permitted on Yom Tov, but that's only when it's done for Ochel Nefesh, for something I could benefit from. Burning Kachem I cannot benefit from, because one is not allowed to have Anoah at the time the Kachem is burning. He's not allowed to have Anoah from the Kachem. That's why burning would be a Malacha on Yom Tov. However, again, a Kachem Yom Tov will not be an Av Malacha, and therefore it shouldn't have an Asay associated with it. However, this isn't just a question on myself, this is a question on the Riva, Ba'ala Taisra, from Pesachim Dafayim the Beis. The Riva says that according to Rabbi Yaisi, burning is permitted, l'chatchila, on Yom Tov. Even if it's not l'tzarech l'chol nefesh, even if it's not necessary at all, it's permitted to burn on Yom Tov. It says in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's permitted to burn on Yom Tov. According to the Riva in Taisus, on Pesach Me'am Adreis, it is permitted to burn on Yom Tov according to Rabbi Yaisi, since according to Rabbi Yaisi, Havara is not an Av Malacha. So according to that Riva, how we understand the Gemara in Shabbos, that says the only reason it's prohibited to burn kachim on Yom Tov is because of the ein esedek losasei v'asei. There's no losasei. Forget about that. Say there's not even a losasei not to burn on Yom Tov according to Rabbi Yaisi. It's permitted to burn on Yom Tov according to Rabbi Yaisi. Havara is mutter. There's no lav. It would say that it's permitted to burn on Yom Tov according to Rabbi Yaisi. The way the Rival learns. And if so, we'll have to l'chora say that Gemara is not following the opinion of Rav Yaisi, and according to Rav Yaisi, maybe it will be permitted. But again, we saw the Tzitzis and Kedushin says that it's not logical, it's not reasonable to say there's anyone that permits burning Kashim on Yom Tov. Well, perhaps we can answer with a Rashi and Beitza, and Rashi and Beitza of Zayin Beitza tells us that not only is it prohibited to burn Kashim on Yom Tov, it's also prohibited to burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov. Truma Tmeya, we know, is something that a Kohen is allowed to burn under his pot. He's allowed to use it and have enough from his last burning. And Rashi says one's not even allowed to burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov, even though it involves Eichel Nefesh. Not only that, Rashi says further, even though one's permitted to give Truma Tmeya to one's door, he dares to the mitzvah of burning Truma Tmeya if he gives a Truma Tmeya to his dog. Nevertheless, one is not permitted to give it to the dog on Yom Tov. It becomes a malacha on Yom Tov. What kind of malacha is it to give Truma Tmeya to one's dog? Rashi says, Rachmana Ashvei Lavarato. The Torah says that when you destroy Truma Tmeya or you destroy Kachim, you're doing a malacha. That is a malacha. Losasa Ka Malacha includes that. The Torah puts that into the category of Losasa Malacha. That's a malacha. Even though normally burning for Ochel Nefesh is not Asur, and even though normally throwing to a dog is not Asur on Yom Tov, if you're giving Kachim a Truma Tmeya to a dog, then it's a malacha. According to Rashi, then we could say perhaps that that'll be the reason that even according to Yosi, it'll be prohibited to burn Truma Tmeya on Yom Tov. Because even though burning is normally prohibited on Yom Tov, when it comes to Truma Tmeya, the Torah calls it a malacha. I'm not sure that this answer will answer up the sugya perfectly, because it could be that Rashi only says this according to those who learn that it's prohibited to burn Kachim, not from the rule of Enos Ezekiel Osev Asay, which Rashi says in Chafayim and Aleph, but rather from the Pasuk that says Olo Shabbat Shabbato, Olo Sassim Menad Baker, the different sources the Gemara brings, the teaching that one is not allowed to burn Truma or Kachim on Yom Tov. According to from those Pasukim, we could learn that it's considered a malacha to burn Truma or Kachim on Yom Tov. But according to the opinion that says it's only prohibited because of Enos Ezekiel Osev Asay, then perhaps Rashi would agree that there's no such rule that the Torah calls burning Truma a malacha, because then why would the Gemara have to say Enos Ezekiel Osev Asay? We should just say it's a malacha to burn Truma. Obviously the opinion that says Enos Ezekiel Osev Asay, and that's the only reason that you're not allowed to burn Truma in Kachim and Yom Tov, that opinion must learn that there is no new malacha of burning that the Torah prohibits on Yom Tov. Yom Tov Rachman Ashen Avarata. It's not so clear. But okay, in any case, as we said, it could be that the Isra Asay does not apply to Avara indeed, and according to Yosi, we're going to have problems with the Gemara and Chafei. Why is it Asay to burn Truma and Kachim on Yom Tov? Since Avara Lavias is no Asay, and you can't say Asay. And the possible answer is that maybe Yosi will agree that burning Truma is Asay, even though normally burning is not Asay. And that's because Rachmana Ashvi Lavarata, the Torah gives special importance to burning Truma. Tosfos did not say my answer that the Isra Asay applies only to Avos Malachas, and therefore he only forgot one thing, and that is that Avos Malacha has Kareis. Tosfos didn't say my answer. Perhaps Tosfos learned that the Isra Asay applies even to things that aren't Malachas. For instance, the Minchas Chinuch in Simen Reish Tzadik Ches discusses this, whether the Isra Asay will apply according to Rav Yosi or not. If Rav Yosi says Avar Lav Yosef, will we be able to learn from this Rabbeinu Yoina that I quoted earlier that the Isra Asay only applies to Av Malacha? Will we be able to learn from that the Isra Asay will not apply to Avara? We were assuming that it does apply, it does not apply, because I wanted to say the Isra Asay only applies to Avos Malachas. The Minchas Chinuch wants to take the other side and say no. To Avara, the Asay will still apply. The issue with Yaakov, cited by the Minchas Chinuch, argues with him and says, sides with me, saying, sides with what I said, that perhaps the Asay will not apply according to Yosi. Either Tosfos could hold like the Minchas Chinuch, that the Isra Asay could apply even to things like Havara, or perhaps Tosfos learns like the Magen Mishnah brings in Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of Perek Chafalef, also the Ramban and Parshas Emma, Perek Chafalef, the and many other Rishonim. The Rishonim say that besides the fact that the Isser of Tishbos tells us you're not allowed to do any of the melachas of Shabbos, it also tells us one added point. It tells us that you're not allowed to act on Shabbos like you act during the week, meaning you're not allowed to keep your trading booth open and trade on Shabbos. Meaning there's an Isser Aseh, aside from all the other melachas that are included in Tishbos, Tishbos tells us you're not allowed to do other melachas, and it tells us something else that's not an Av melacha. It tells us you're not allowed to act the same way exactly that you act during the week, and keep your, even if there's no Isser Deraisa involved, you're not allowed to keep your booth open and trade on Shabbos, even if there's absolutely no Isser Deraisa involved. That's an Isser Aseh. If so, then you see that the Isser Aseh does not immediately show that something is the essence of Shabbos, and that it's Chayav Kares, because even something like keeping a booth open and trading in the normal fashion, which doesn't necessarily involve any Isser Deraisa, is also included in the Aseh. Okay. Say, that may be like Tosfos doesn't use my answer, so to go over what we said that is Machlokes Rishonim, whether according to Rish Lakish, Yediyah of an Aseh, a person who knows that he transgressed an Aseh, prevents a person from bringing a Karban. Does that make it that it's no longer considered Shogeg? Tosfos had a problem. Tosfos says that it's still considered Shogeg. He had a problem with the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara say that's the case for one's Chayv 39 Malachas? Other Rishonim said, no, a person is indeed not Chayv a Karban in such a case according to Rish Lakish. I tried to bring a proof to Tosfos from the Chayim Gimel, where he talks about Chatzishir, that a person that knows he's transgressing the Isser of Chatzishir still brings the Karban. I said that's Rish Lakish L'shitaso, well, Chatzishir is Mutzim and Atayra. And I said, suggest an answer for Tosfos, which is that Tosfos perhaps learns, and to answer Tosfos' question, we might answer that if a person knows he's transgressing an Aseh, he's only making one Shogeg. He didn't realize that there's Karei for Av Melacha, and therefore he wouldn't be Chayav 39 Melachas. Hashenkin, if a person realizes he's transgressing a Los Aseh, he doesn't realize that the transgressions are Avos Melachas altogether, and therefore, even if you tell him Av Melachas Chayav Karei, he still doesn't know all 39 Melachas. He'll have to tell him each Melacha individually. That's why, according to Rav Yechanan, the case of the Mishnah could be that a person knew he was transgressing a Lav of Shabbos, but not a Karei. As according to Rish Lakish, the case where he's Chayav 39 Chatos cannot be that he knows he's transgressing NSA, but does not realize that he's over the Isser, but does not realize that he's Chayav Kare. Because that's only a single transgression. And that's dependent on whether the Isser of Tishbos indeed applies only to Avos Melachos, or applies even to things that aren't Avos Melachos.